Hello, my name is Alan. I'm calling from Metro Research. We're conducting a poll of people's opinions toward public affairs and current events, and this number was selected at random. Are you currently registered to vote at this address?
Yes.
And are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
Republican.
Thank you so much. Now, Republican, okay. As things stand now, how often do you vote in elections for governor and other offices? Where you said that you always vote, almost always vote, usually vote, rarely vote in state elections, or do you usually only vote in presidential elections years?
Almost always vote. Unless I'm out of town.
Thank you so much. And would you please tell me your age?
64.
Thank you. In Florida, the media describe people as either black or African-American, Anglo or white, Hispanic or Asian. How would you describe yourself?
Anglo.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you feel that things here in Florida are headed in the right direction or wrong direction?
Florida, right direction.
Okay. Thank you so much. And if the election for state senator were held today, would you definitely vote for the Democratic candidate, probably vote for the Democratic candidate, or definitely vote for the Republican candidate, or probably vote for the Republican candidate?
Definitely vote for the Republican candidate.
Thank you so much. Now, I would like to ask if your impressions for some people and organizations you may have heard of. As I read each one, please tell me whether you have a very favorable opinion of them, somewhat favorable opinion, somewhat unfavorable opinion, or a very unfavorable opinion. If you don't recognize one of them, that's okay. Just let me know. Here's the first one. Joe Biden.
Unfavorable.
And would that be very or somewhat?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. About Ron DeSantis.
Very favorable.
Thank you so much. About Walt Disney World.
Moderately unfavorable.
So would that be somewhat unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Okay. About Planned Parenthood.
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Next one is Rick Scott.
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Next one, Greg Poole.
Who?
Greg Poole.
I don't know who that is.
Okay. About Florida Power and Light, or FPL.
Slightly unfavorable.
Would that be somewhat unfavorable then?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you. How about the National Rifle Association?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. About Donald Trump?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. And last one, Anna Eskimani.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the job Anna Eskimani is doing as state representative, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. And if the election for state representative were held today, would you definitely vote to reelect Anna Eskimani? Probably vote to reelect her? Probably vote for someone new, or definitely vote for someone new?
Probably vote for someone new.
Thank you. If the election for president were today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, Joe Biden, the Democrat, which one would you vote for?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. If the election for United States Senate were today and the candidates were Rick Scott, the Republican, and Debbie Mercer Powell, the Democrat, which one do you think you will vote for?
Rick Scott.
Thank you. If the election for state representative were today and the candidates were Greg Poole, the Republican, and Anna Eskimani, the Democrat, which one do you think you will vote for?
I would likely vote for the Republican.
Thank you. As you may know, there will also be amendments to the Florida Constitution on the ballot. One constitutional amendment is titled Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. This is how it reads. No law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health, as determined by the patient's health care provider. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. Will you vote yes to support the amendment or no to oppose it?
No. Oppose it.
Thank you. In which of the following issues do you think is the most important for the state legislature to focus their attention on right now? I'm going to read you a list. Let me know one of them. First one, making housing more affordable, passing common sense gun safety legislation, improving our public schools, creating jobs and improving wages, lowering inflation, keeping abortion safe and legal in Florida, supporting a ceasefire to end the violence on the Gaza Strip, fighting crime and protecting the public, stopping the flow of illegal immigration, protecting our air and water, reducing the cost of health care and prescription medicine, or reducing the cost of insurance?
One out of the 12 that you mentioned?
Yes.
Lowering inflation.
Okay. Lowering inflation. And what will be the next most important?
You didn't say securing our borders, did you?
Borders. No. I got making housing more affordable, passing common sense gun safety legislation, improving our public schools, creating jobs and improving wages, keeping abortion safe and legal in Florida, supporting ceasefire to end the violence on the Gaza Strip, fighting crime and protecting the public, stopping the flow of illegal immigration, protecting
our... Stopping the flow of illegal immigration. That's securing the border.
Thank you so much. Now, which of the following issues do you think is the most important for the local government to focus their attention on right now? First one, reducing crime and protecting the public, making housing more affordable, expanding and modernizing public transportation, lowering the burden of property taxes, improving our public schools, protecting the rights of renters, reducing traffic congestions, or creating jobs and improving wages?
Lowering the property taxes.
Thank you so much. Okay. And which is the next most important issue? Reducing crime, making housing more affordable, expanding and modernizing public transportation, improving our public schools, protecting the right of renters, reducing traffic, creating jobs, and improving wages?
Reducing crime.
Okay. Thank you so much. Give me a sec. All right. Now, I'm going to read a series of descriptions of possible candidates for state representative. For each one, please tell me which candidate you will be more likely to support. If this were all you knew about the candidates, try to choose just one, even when the choice is a hard one. We're about halfway. Thank you so much for your time, for your patience.
If we're only halfway, then I'm going to have to cut it off. I can give you another minute or two. I'm trying to do my expenses, so
mm-hmm.
I don't have another 5 minutes.
So we can actually finish this up earlier. Which one will you be more likely to support, a candidate who supports protecting parents' rights to remove books or lesson plans that don't reinforce the values they want taught to their children, or a candidate opposes political censorship laws coming out of Tallahassee that put politicians, not teachers or parents, in control of our kids' education?
Parents need to be in control of their kids' education.
Okay, thank you. And which one will you be more likely to support? A candidate who believes that diversity and acceptance for all people make Central Florida a more vibrant community? Or a candidate who says that the woke ideology puts our children at risk to groomers and other predators?
I don't think it's a fair comparison, but the if I have to choose one of the two, it'd be the woke,
okay.
The second one you mentioned.
Next one, which one will you be more likely to support? A candidate who says the Democratic Party is part of a socialist movement that must be stopped before they destroy our country? Or a candidate who says the Democratic Party is not socialist and politicians use such devised rhetoric as fear to win elections?
I'm not impressed with the Democratic Party, so it would be the say the first one again. I think it was the second one, that they're woke.
Mm-hmm. This one says, a candidate who says the Democratic Party is part of a socialist movement that must be stopped before they destroy our country. That's the first one.
Yes, that one. I'll go with that.
And the last one says, which one will you be more likely to support? A candidate who has rejected political contributions from insurance companies and challenges them to lower rates and justify their rate increases, or a candidate who supports stabilizing the insurance industry in Florida to keep the industry solvent, even if that means bailing them out?
Ralph. I don't think we're comparing apples to apples, but you've got to keep them solvent so that they can pay out if you have a claim. So it's the second one.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
We are about, 60% now. Thank you again for your presentation.
I have to go. I really do. I've got to finish my expenses. But thank you, though.
Yeah.
Take care.
We would love to finish this one with you, sir. Just a few more minutes and we're over.